T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First of all, can you tell me if you have any kind of sense of timeline for when you might be able to reopen? I would think that's probably the biggest frustration that you and the folks you work with are dealing with.
Yeah, I think that's something that everybody in our situation is dealing with. We don't know for sure. Right now we're planning on June 2nd. That's supposed to be phase two, and that's all we can go by right now. Hopefully that date will stay.
There are those places that have made a decision and I guess are saying they're just going to reopen. They're going to reopen regardless. I mean, has that thought crossed your mind at all throughout this process?
Honestly, it did. We thought about it, but I'm just not certain that the juice is sort of worth the squeeze. So they open up, and we're licensed establishment, so they can revoke our license. And I don't know if it's worth it, because it drags everything out even further. For us, quite honestly, the most important part is for us that, first of all, customers are comfortable when they walk in the stores, that we're doing everything to protect them. Same thing goes for our staff, that they are protected and that they're feeling like, you know, we do our best to protect them from whatever is out there. And that's all we have to do. And then the rest kind of falls in place. But I'm pretty certain that we're going to open June 2nd.
You know, we've seen, you know, video coverage of some of the precautions that are being taken in places where salons are now, you know, allowed to be opened. And it really is elaborate. I mean, talk to me about the kinds of guidelines that either you've been, told that you need to do or that you are choosing to prepare to do when you open, potentially next week.
Well, here's the other issue. We haven't been told anything, which really is, we can't really prepare for anything if you haven't been told. But you're right. We're looking at other salons that opened in other parts of the country, and we're taking some of their advice. But what we definitely will be doing is a minimum. We're checking every employee's temperature when they come in. Same thing for our guests. We're checking their temperature. We're asking them a couple of questions, very simple. Whether they've been feeling sick or they've been around anybody. Just our staff will be wearing masks. Our guests are also required to wear masks. When you do hair, it's not easy to do, but we have to do that. I'm thinking that's the minimum. We took all the salons and we actually deep cleaned all the salons and sterilized them. We're only starting, I think, opening two locations right now because we want to see how this whole thing plays out. And it's more like a soft opening again. This is all new for us, as it is for everybody else. And we'll see how that goes. But we also have plexiglass dividers where you check in and check out. And also, we are actually, our business is a walk-in business where people just come in the street and walk in. Obviously, we cannot do that anymore because we are limited how many people we can have in the waiting room or in the salon. So what we have to do is we have to have people sign in. We're doing a same-day call ahead. And then guests can come in when we're ready to receive and walk in, and then we take care of them. But we can only have so many people in the salon at any given time.
Are you already taking appointments?
We are now. We're starting, well, in one location we're actually doing appointments. In the other locations, it's same day call ahead. So for example, let's say we open June 2nd, let's plan on that. You could call on June 2nd in the morning to say, I'd like to come in. We put you in a list, and then take care of it from that point on. We're not taking just appointments. Like, you couldn't make an appointment now for next week in most of the locations except one. We're taking one one or two park locations where we take appointments.
Don't you think the demand is going to be incredible? I mean, you're talking about, you know, if I wanted my hair cut, say, next Tuesday, and I'm going to call you in the morning, I mean, do you really think you'll be able to accommodate most of the people that call, or do you think you're going to have, you know, a list that's going to trail into the next day, the next week, et cetera?
Well, you know, we're going to find that all out, but our guests know our business, so they are actually used to that, where you can't just walk in and be taken care of. Sometimes they wait an hour. Sometimes longer, but our locations are in plazas where people can go shopping, they can go grocery shopping. Once you sign in, you can leave the premises, you can, you know, we text you, give you a heads up, okay, you're number 3 in line, you're number 2 in line, you're number 1 in line. The other thing is we're also, you're right, I think there's going to be a lot of people coming in, but we also restricted by how many stylists can have in a salon, so we cannot fill every chair, we can only fill every other chair, which means we're at 50% capacity. For stylists, so you know, it's something we have to find out. We have to accommodate them as best as possible. We weren't thinking of putting chairs outside and cutting hair outside, but I'm not sure if we can do that or not.
What are you hearing from your clientele? I mean, short of people's health and well-being, I hear more complaints that people can't get their hair cut than just about anything else. What are you hearing?
You're right. You're 100% right. Well, first of all, hopefully everybody is safe out there and stay safe out there. We've been in the salons. We've been, like I said, we've been cleaning, we've been sterilizing all the salons. So they see us in there and they're literally waiting outside the door. They say, can you do a haircut? Can I come in? They said, no, we can't legally. You know, we get in trouble. So it's not, we can't do it. And like you said, it's driving me crazy. I need to get my hair cut. Well, I need to get my hair color done. Which is probably even harder because, you know, it takes a little longer. And this has been, 8 weeks? Close to 8 weeks, right? So people have quite a retouch to do.
All right. Just a couple of logistical things. How many mm-hmm. locations do you have? I know you said two are going to open, but how many locations?
Yeah, we have six locations altogether. And to clarify, so out of the six locations, five locations are walk-in. And one location takes appointments.
Okay, and which are the two that you're going to open next week if you get the clearance?
What we're opening for sure would be Southgate Plaza location and Orchard Park, which is in the Freshmart Plaza. And not Freshmart, Orchard Fresh Plaza.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.